これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
My high school offers special second foreign language courses, and I'm wondering what language I should study.They have classes of Spanish, Chinese, Korean, Thai, and Vietnamese.
I guess Korean is the most popular language, considering the recent popularity of K-pop worldwide.
Yes, but I'm more interested in Thai and Vietnamese. There's a growing number of residents from Southeast Asia, and it might be advantageous to be able to speak one of those languages.
That's very true.
Question 35.Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 36.
Are you ready to go to the supermarket?
Yes, I'm on my way. What do we need?
Well, we're out of milk, eggs, and rice. We have enough meat and vegetables for dinner tonight, and fish for tomorrow.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. I'll get some bread too.
Question 36. What food do they need?Conversation 37.
Hi, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Mom. Can I call you back later? I'm in the middle of a meeting.
I thought you were at home?
I am, but I'm having a meeting online. I'll call you back later.
It's not important. Just wanted to know what you were doing.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct about the man?Conversation 38.
Around how many books do you read in a month?
In a month, I would say more than 10 books.
That's a lot. When do you usually read?
These days, the weather hasn't been good, and I can't play tennis outside, so I read books after school instead.
I see. I usually read on the train in the morning, but it's sometimes very crowded, and it's difficult to read while standing.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
Excuse me, would you happen to know when the baseball game starts this weekend in Tokyo?
Well, there are actually two different baseball teams located in Tokyo, the Swallows and the Giants. I am a big Swallows fan, and they play Saturday afternoon and Sunday evening.
Oh, I see. How about the Giants? That was actually the team I was interested in seeing.
Let me check the schedule. Okay, I see the Giants are playing the Lions Friday evening and Sunday afternoon.
Question 39. When will the Swallows have a baseball game? Conversation 40.
I heard that a Japanese company recently invented a robot which helps doctors and nurses, and one of the biggest hospitals in Tokyo is using it.
That is great news. How exactly is the robot helpful?
It explains to patients the details of their medical treatments.
I see. When I broke my leg last year, I remember the doctor spent a long time explaining everything about my treatment. I'm sure robots will save a lot of time.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 41.
The weather is looking pretty good. Great day for a picnic today.
Today is nice, and tomorrow on Sunday there will be rain, so let's do something today. But I think the park will be too crowded for a picnic. Going to an outdoor restaurant might be a better idea.
Then why don't we check out that wonderful Italian restaurant in town with outdoor seating? It has a roof over the outdoor seating area, so we don't have to worry about the weather in case it starts raining earlier than expected.
Their prices are a little high. But why not? Let's try it.
Question 41. What is this conversation mainly about? Conversation 42.
Bye. See you later.
Hey, take your umbrella. The weather forecast says it's going to rain in the evening.
Oh, really?
You should have gotten up earlier to check the weather and have breakfast.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
Did you remember to get a gift for Mom's birthday?
Oh no, I completely forgot that her birthday is tomorrow. I wrote down a note to get her a nice bottle of wine and a leather purse from the store today, but I was so busy at work. Did you get her anything?
I actually got her a nice diamond necklace and a new silver bracelet. You know how much Mom loves expensive jewelry.
Oh, that's right. Well, the mall is still open, so maybe I can get her a nice gold watch instead of the wine.
Question 43. What did the woman buy for her mother's birthday? Conversation 44.
Oh, you're wearing new sneakers. You like Nike very much, don't you?
Yeah, every Nike product was on sale on the web last week. I was so excited that I bought a t-shirt and a pair of socks as well.
You should have told me. I wanted to buy some sportswear for my yoga lessons.
Well, you should check the website now. They may still be having a sale.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
You look exhausted.
I know. It's the end of the semester, and I have 3 exams next week and a report due this coming Friday. What about you?
I only have 1 exam next week. I finished taking most of my required courses last semester.
You're so organized!
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
Would you like to go to the art museum with me tomorrow?
Yes, I'd love to. We can see Humboldt's paintings, right?
Yes, he was an explorer in America over 100 years ago.
I know. His paintings of nature are incredibly beautiful.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct about the speakers? Conversation 47.
I'm a little confused about the math homework. I thought I understood the teacher's lecture, but I guess I should have asked more questions in class.
Professor Anderson writes her notes very quickly on the board, so it's difficult to write everything down in my notebook.
I know. I think she's a very nice teacher, but she talks too fast and sometimes doesn't explain all the lesson materials very clearly.
Maybe we should talk to her after class.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct about Professor Anderson? Conversation 48.
What do you think is the best birthday present for my father?
Let's see. How old is he now?
He's in his early 50s. He used to play tennis a lot when he was younger, but he hurt his back a few years ago and can't play anymore.
That's too bad. I was going to suggest a tennis racket.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 49.
I lost the handout the professor gave us in Japanese history class last week.
You can make a copy of it from mine.
Thanks. I'll just take a picture of it with my smartphone.
That's a good idea. Then you can go paperless.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
How was your trip to Japan?
It was great. My Japanese friend took me to a conveyor belt sushi restaurant. I'd never seen that type of restaurant before.
Oh, I've heard of it. Sushi plates are served on a rotating conveyor belt, right?
That's it. What I like most about the restaurant is that you don't need to wait before you can start eating. You should definitely try it when you go to Japan.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
You look so happy. What happened?
I think I found a new summer job.
That's wonderful news. I have to start looking for one soon. What kind of summer job were you able to get?
I will work as a shop assistant in a computer store. The interview went really well, and I will find out more information about the job next Wednesday.
Wow. I didn't know you were that good with computers. I was a shop assistant at an electronics store last summer. The pay was okay, but I had to work long hours on the weekend. I am glad it was only for the summer.
How much did you make?
That's a secret. Do you know how much you will make an hour?
I will find out next week. I hope the pay is good.
Question 51. What is this conversation mainly about? Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversation 2.
I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay. What happened?
I had to take out the trash this morning.
Oh, so you missed your train?
Yes, my mom said I couldn't leave before taking out the trash.
So Saturday is a garbage collection day in your neighborhood?
Yes. Is it a different day where you live?
For us, it's Friday.
Question 53. What are the speakers talking about? Question 54. According to the conversation, what day is today? Long conversation 3.
So, you are off to Switzerland tomorrow. You must be really excited. Make sure to take lots of pictures.
Don't worry, I will.
When will you return to Japan?
By the end of the month. It's a 2-week trip. After Geneva, I visit Frankfurt, Amsterdam, then lastly, Paris. I'd planned to try to get to Italy too, but all the hotels were booked. Luckily, I can do most of my traveling by train when I'm in Europe.
Isn't your flight at 12 midnight tomorrow?
Actually, it's before 12 noon, an 11:45 departure.
How's your French? You have taken some French classes at school, haven't you?
Yes. Fortunately, I know a little German too, because I used to have a German roommate. Those are the only languages I know besides English, but I'm not so worried. English is spoken widely in Amsterdam and Switzerland anyway.
Question 55. Which one of the statements is correct? Question 56. According to the conversation, which foreign language has the man studied in school? Long Conversation 4.
Do you want to go see that new shark movie?
It's really scary, right?
No, I don't think so. It looks exciting.
But after I see it, I'll be afraid to go swimming.
In a swimming pool?
No, in the ocean.
Okay, you choose.
There's a new one about rabbits.
Question 57. What are the speakers talking about? Question 58. Where will they probably go together?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
Dolphins are known as lovable creatures of the sea, with curved mouths, which make them look like they are smiling. There are nearly 40 dolphin species found in the waters of the world.Most dolphins live in the ocean, but there are a few species that live in rivers. Dolphins are part of the family of whales. The largest dolphin, the orca, which is known as the killer whale, can grow to be over 30 feet long. The smallest, the Maui dolphin, is just 5 feet long. The larger dolphins tend to be called whales, and the smaller ones tend to be called dolphins.Since dolphins can't breathe underwater, they need to swim up to the ocean surface to get air. When they sleep, they remain motionless in the water. However, their sleep is very brief, as they need to return to the surface for air. Only one half of their brain shuts down while sleeping. They keep the other half awake to watch for predators or obstacles.
Question 59. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Question 60.What do dolphins do while they sleep? Monologue 2.
You have probably watched a Disney movie before.Like Bambi or Frozen. But did you know how the Disney Company became so successful? It all started in the 1930s with its founder, Walt Disney. He used profits from his movies wisely. Instead of keeping all the money for himself, he would invest it in his workers by training them to become better artists. Although this meant that Disney could not make much money in the 1930s, the overall quality of his cartoons improved over time. Disney also invested his money into new technology, which brought further improvements. He not only introduced the first sound cartoon, Steamboat Willie, but he also created the Silly Symphony series, which was the first cartoon to ever feature color. But his biggest accomplishment came in 1938, when he produced the first ever animated movie, Snow White. Over time, this investment increased the quality of his cartoons. Today, the company is very successful thanks to the early decisions by Walt Disney.
Question 61. According to the monologue, which of the following was the first color cartoon in history? Question 62. Which one of the statements is correct about Walt Disney? Monologue 3.
We all know that fish live in water, but there is a kind of fish which lives in the desert. Difficult to believe? Well, there is a variety of fish called the lungfish, which are found in Africa. When the rivers overflow, their water spreads to the dry regions around. It forms small lakes or ponds. The fish lives in these ponds. And when the lakes dry up, the lungfish don't die. They bury themselves in the wet mud where they can live for months. They go deep underground. Sometimes these fish have been found several meters below the soil. Lungfish are one of the most ancient fishes found on the Earth today. They are very much like the fish that lived 200 million years ago. It was a period when dinosaurs, fish, flying reptiles, and evergreen trees were found on the Earth.
Question 63. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 64. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。